A Story Publishing presents Beyond the IS Curve. At the heart of macroeconomics lies the IS framework, a conceptual tool that brings to life the interplay between household behavior, firm investments, and policy decisions. The IS curve, representing investment-saving equilibrium, illustrates how an economy's goods market reaches balance when total spending equals total output. This relationship unfolds as a dynamic tapestry where expectations and policy shifts continually reshape aggregate demand. Imagine an economy running smoothly until a surge of optimism envelops consumers and businesses. Households, buoyed by belief in a stronger future, are more inclined to spend, while companies ramp up investments, anticipating robust demand. This heightened expectation pushes aggregate demand higher, illustrated as an outward shift in the IS curve, where real output rises at any given interest rate due to increased confidence. Policies also play a central role. Government actions, such as fiscal stimulus, tax adjustments, or infrastructure spending, send potent signals to the market. A government plan for expansive public projects, for example, may prompt businesses to escalate their investment ventures. This confidence, spurred by anticipated government spending, tangibly shifts the allocation of funds, leading to higher real output and often lower interest rates. A well-targeted policy maneuver can propel the economy toward a higher equilibrium output, demonstrating how intertwined public policy and market sentiment are. Conversely, pessimism can pull the economy inward. Geopolitical tensions or unpredictable policies may cause households to save and firms to delay investment. This retraction in spending shifts the IS curve left, muting real output and adjusting interest rates to reflect reduced borrowing appetite. This interaction highlights that the economy is influenced by participants' collective expectations. Picture a community anticipating a major infrastructure project, like a new bridge, which promises increased trade and accessibility. Even before construction begins, businesses might expand, and households could upgrade homes, shifting the IS curve outward. This scenario exemplifies how expectations of future public investments ripple through the forward economy, affecting saving and investment decisions. Policymakers, like conductors in an orchestra, shape economic activities through fiscal and monetary instruments. A balanced budget forecast or a strategic government expenditure can tip the IS curve's balance. During sluggish economic periods, fiscal policy boosts confidence, creating a cycle of higher spending, increased production, and further investments. The IS framework's broad applicability helps visualize how factors, from tech startups to government infrastructure plans, integrate into national economic performance. Observing the IS curve's shifts provides insight into why economies surge with growth or decelerate amid uncertainty. Expectations are the protagonists in this narrative, influencing market outcomes. Their power extends beyond anecdotal confidence to the core of economic equilibria. Changes in sentiment today set the stage for tomorrow's performance, impacting resource allocation and underscoring the vibrant relationship between saving and investment. This framework invites scrutiny of market-moving forces, considering present and anticipatory signals from economic actors. Reflecting on current spending decisions and investment plans driven by future expectations, the IS curve evolves continually, reinforcing that today's outcomes are the summation of future-oriented actions. Through this lens, the IS framework is a fundamental tool for understanding macroeconomic equilibrium. It highlights the economy's responsiveness to change, capturing the complex dance of interactions that determine economic growth and stability. Looking ahead, one of the most exciting drivers of economic transformation is the prospect of rising total factor productivity, TFP. TFP signifies more than just improved manufacturing techniques or digital upgrades. It embodies the overall efficiency gains that allow an economy to produce more output from the same input. When firms and households anticipate these gains, they adjust their economic behavior today, setting off a chain reaction through investment and capital markets. Consider how companies, standing on the brink of a technological breakthrough, forecast a future where production processes become markedly more efficient. TFP is an evolving expectation that influences both firm behavior and macroeconomic dynamics. With the promise of greater output per unit of capital in the future, firms are naturally inclined to invest more robustly in the present. They lock in today's capital expenditures to prepare for the surge in production capability that lies ahead. By translating these expectations into the language of loanable funds markets, we recognize that investment demand is highly sensitive to shifts in anticipated profitability. In a supply and demand framework for loanable funds, the demand curve reflects firms' plans to borrow for investments based on expected returns. When firms forecast a rise in TFP, the expected marginal product of capital increases, shifting the investment demand curve rightward. This shift occurs even if the supply of funds remains constant, as improved prospects alter the calculus of cost versus benefit for investors. What follows is an adjustment in the equilibrium real interest rate. If the demand curve for loanable funds moves rightward while the supply remains fixed, the new equilibrium is found at a lower real interest rate. Lower rates reduce borrowing costs and further encourage investment, creating a virtuous cycle. Firms, buoyed by their forward-looking calculations, find it easier to undertake capital projects, spurring immediate investment and setting the stage for sustained economic expansion. Imagine a farming community preparing for an abundant harvest thanks to advances in agricultural technology. Farmers anticipate cutting-edge irrigation systems that promise to double yields. Even before the technology is fully available, they invest in upgraded machinery, confident that the future payoff will justify the expense. In parallel, firms expect future TFP improvements, leading to investments in factories, research and development, and enhanced technology systems, all gradually lowering the effective cost of capital. This interplay between future expectations and current investment serves as a critical lever in macroeconomic stabilization. Policymakers, aware of these dynamics, can design fiscal and monetary policies that nurture confidence in future productivity. For instance, policies supporting innovation, such as R&D tax credits or investment in education and NANAFT. Infrastructure, validate optimistic outlooks, further shifting the demand for loanable funds. This reassures firms that the infrastructure for realizing higher future TFP is in place, reinforcing their investment decisions and contributing to downward pressure on real interest rates. The role of expected TFP becomes twofold. It directly shifts investment demand by augmenting returns on today's expenditures and creates an environment where lower interest rates translate into a more favorable borrowing landscape. This classic scenario demonstrates how tomorrow's opportunities influence today's actions, propelling firms and markets toward a more prosperous equilibrium. Anticipated TFP improvements influence the capital market, underscoring a fundamental principle. Economic agents are forward-looking. The real interest rate in this setting encapsulates shared beliefs about future productivity and profitability. As these beliefs take hold, investment rises, the demand for funds increases, and lower interest rates ensue as the new market equilibrium is reached. In summary, anticipated increases in TFP create a ripple effect throughout the economy, emboldening firms to invest today and shifting demand for loanable funds rightward. This outcome, distinctly visible in supply-demand terms, encourages borrowing and investment, ensuring the economy is well positioned to capitalize on future productivity gains. These expectations actively shape investment behaviors and funding conditions, laying the foundation for sustainable, long-term economic growth. Understanding how beliefs about future income and the marginal product of capital, MPK, affect saving and investment decisions reveals the profound impact of expectations on economic outcomes. Households adjust their saving behavior based on their outlook for future earnings, while firms recalibrate their capital spending in response to anticipated changes in capital productivity. Consider a scenario where mixed signals about the future, like a slowing job market, make consumers cautious about their expected income. In such circumstances, households tend to save more, a behavior well documented by economists. This precautionary saving can lower interest rates if investment demand remains constant. Thus, even in this robust economies, dimming income prospects lead households to modify consumption to enhance financial security. This self-imposed frugality can reduce aggregate demand, potentially necessitating policy intervention. Contemplate a true or false statement. If households are more pessimistic about their future income, current saving will increase due to heightened precautionary motives. True. Such saving behavior, arising from uncertainty, shifts the aggregate saving function upward. With no corresponding rise in investment demand, this tends to lower the equilibrium real interest rate, potentially countering economic slowdown by making borrowing more appealing to firms. On the other hand, firms focus on the MPK. When firms anticipate advancements in technology or market expansion, they foresee a rise in MPK. This prompts increased current investment, as delaying could mean missing future gains. Thus, firms invest in projects that improve productivity down the road. In another true or false scenario, if firms expect a rise in the MPK, they increase current investment even if profits do not immediately improve. True. Investment decisions are forward-looking. Firms act on expectations of future profitability, increasing the demand for loanable funds, which can raise real interest rates unless matched by saving supply increases. This interplay between household saving adjustments and firm investment responses creates an intricate economic equilibrium. While households might curb spending amid income uncertainty, firm optimism regarding MPK can stimulate investment and invigorate the economy. This dynamic underscores that economic equilibrium is influenced by the collective beliefs about the future. Picture families preparing for retirement amidst fluctuating job growth. Many redirect disposable income from consumption to savings, causing an uptick in aggregate savings. If investment demand remains steady, this increased saving pushes down interest rates, potentially spurring business investments by lowering borrowing costs. However, entrenched pessimism can lead to deflationary pressures. Simultaneously, envision a high-tech firm on the cusp of a material science breakthrough. Anticipating increased MPK, the firm quickens its investment pace, capitalizing on expected future returns. This optimism-driven investment nudges the demand for loanable funds upward, possibly counteracting increased household saving. The resulting equilibrium highlights diverse reactions to uncertainty. Households might restrict spending, while firms invest in future technological advancements. The net impact on income and growth is shaped by these opposing dynamics. If income pessimism prevails, increased saving over spending may slow growth. Lower interest rates, however, can incentivize risk-tolerant firms to invest, provided they perceive viable opportunities. Alternatively, widespread firm optimism about MPK can counterbalance conservative household behavior, rejuvenating the economy through innovation and higher productivity, potentially shifting household sentiments. These dynamics encourage the visualization of economic frameworks, illustrating how shifts in household saving and firm investment expectations interact. Analyzing true or false scenarios refines intuition. Examining rising household saving with stagnant investment expectations will necessarily lead to lower interest rates, emphasizes theory application balance. Ultimately, the dialogue between saving and investment decisions, shaped by fluctuating optimism and pessimism, forms macroeconomic stability. Policymakers, understanding these tendencies, craft targeted interventions. When income pessimism threatens consumption, fiscal measures can reinvigorate demand. Conversely, incentives for innovation bolster positive expectations, advancing overall productivity. This exploration of future-driven saving and investment decisions reinforces that economic actions intertwine with perceptions of what's ahead. Each decision carries the weight of current conditions and bets on an uncertain yet promising future. Understanding these dynamics through examples and real-world analogies deepens appreciation of the forces continuously reshaping our economic landscape. In exploring government saving, we recognize its pivotal role not only as a budgetary measure, but as a powerful force shaping national savings and economic equilibrium. When the government runs deficits, it seemingly reduces the pool of funds for private investment. Yet, the dynamics between government fiscal decisions and private expectations offer a more nuanced picture. Government saving represents the budget balance, with deficits indicating negative saving. Typically, if the government finances spending through borrowing, national saving contracts, shifting the IS curve leftward in a closed economy. However, the concept of Ricardian equivalence complicates this view. It posits that when the government borrows, households foresee future taxes and increase their saving to offset the fiscal deficit, maintaining national saving. Consider a nation launching a defense initiative funded by borrowing. While public investment might temporarily boost demand, households, expecting future taxes, increase their saving. This preemptive behavior means the rise in private saving may counteract government dissaving, keeping the national saving trajectory and the IS curve relatively stable. In scenarios with compound shocks, such as increased government borrowing paired with lowered consumer confidence, households may react to multiple signals. They could simultaneously save due to fiscal concerns and economic insecurity, neutralizing the government's impact on national saving. Yet, not all households respond predictably. Practical constraints and biases can lead to only partial adherence to Ricardian equivalence, allowing government borrowing to shift aggregate demand. If many households fail to adjust their saving adequately, the government's borrowing might eventually lower national saving and shift the IS curve rightward. Policymakers must navigate these forces carefully. Combining fiscal stimulus with measures to ease liquidity constraints, such as tax relief, helps balance the effects of government spending without sharply dampening private consumption. This delicate approach can stabilize demand while allowing for the benefits of public investment. Envision an economy where government spending boosts productivity expectations. Households might marginally increase savings for future taxes while maintaining consumption due to anticipated earnings. Alternatively, in times of uncertainty, higher saving could offset stimulus effects, keeping the IS curve stable. Expectations play a critical role. Households and firms continuously adjust their outlook based on fiscal policy, economic conditions, and productivity trends. The resulting equilibrium interest rate reflects a dynamic negotiation influenced by policies and expectations. Aggregate savings resilience helps absorb shocks, preserving the IS curve's stability. Ultimately, government saving influences economic paths through its impact on expectations and behaviors. Ricardian equivalence and compound shocks show that fiscal policies are entwined with private actions, affecting national saving and real interest rates. The IS curve reflects this balance, aiding policymakers in stabilizing demand and fostering economic growth. In closing, understanding government saving within macroeconomics highlights the importance of aligning fiscal policies with private expectations. These interactions shape national saving behavior and influence the economy's equilibrium, guiding decisions amid the complexities of modern economic life. Building on the evolving narrative of aggregate demand and national saving behavior, our focus now shifts to factor markets and the precision of inflation measurement. At the heart of these dynamics lies the labor market, a vital arena where firms calibrate their workforce through the marginal product of labor rule. This principle dictates that firms will continue hiring additional labor until the extra output generated by one more worker precisely equals the real wage paid to that worker. In environments enriched by technological progress and advanced capital, each worker's contribution to production is amplified. Consequently, rising productivity leads to higher wages, reflecting the efficiency gains brought by better machinery or software systems and increased demand for skilled labor in sectors undergoing transformative change. The marginal product of labor is not just an abstract construct. It indicates how technology reshapes wage structures and overall economic vitality. Consider an innovative manufacturing cluster where smart automation intertwines with traditional labor inputs. As state-of-the-art equipment boosts productivity, the additional output generated by each worker becomes invaluable. Firms adjust their employment strategies by offering more competitive wages, which in turn drive higher consumer spending and stimulate broader economic activity. This virtuous cycle illustrates how improved capital quality enhances labor productivity, leading to wage growth that supports increased demand for goods and services. In sectors experiencing rapid technological uplift, wage gains mirror the rising marginal product of labor, reinforcing the link between technological investments, higher incomes, and sustained economic growth. Equally critical is the meticulous measurement of inflation, a task that directly influences policy and consumer perception. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, stands as the primary gauge for tracking cost of living changes, yet it is prone to biases that can obscure the true picture of inflation. Substitution bias emerges when consumers switch to relatively cheaper alternatives, which the CPI may not fully capture if its basket of goods remains unchanged, potentially overstating the inflation rate. This distortion can mislead policymakers, prompting adjustments in monetary policy based on an inaccurate inflation measurement. New goods bias adds complexity. In today's fast-paced market, innovative products continually emerge, reshaping consumption patterns and enhancing consumer welfare. Such goods may not be integrated into the CPI basket immediately, resulting in a lag in capturing their impact on overall price levels. Outlet bias can also distort the inflation picture when shifts toward discount retailers lead to lower purchase prices, an effect traditional CPI calculations might underappreciate. Each of these biases highlights the challenges of compressing a complex and ever-changing marketplace into a single measure. Accurate inflation measurement is crucial. An overestimated inflation reading can trigger overly tight monetary policy, inadvertently stifling growth in industries where rising wages and productivity gains should spur investment. Conversely, if the index underestimates inflation, real wages may erode, diminishing purchasing power and potentially igniting reduced consumer confidence. The precision of these measurements informs decisions affecting interest rates, fiscal spending, and wage negotiations across the broader economy. When these issues are viewed alongside factor market dynamics, the connections become clear. In an economy, where technological innovations elevate the marginal product of labor and drive competitive wage increases, an accurately calibrated CPI is essential. If the CPI faithfully mirrors real consumer experiences, rising wages from higher productivity lead to genuine improvements in purchasing power. However, if inflation figures are biased upward, wage negotiations might be misdirected, policy adjustments could overshoot, and signals from productivity gains might be muted by overly cautious fiscal interventions. Imagine a thriving tech-enabled manufacturing center where advanced robotics and data-driven processes improve each worker's output dramatically. Firms recognize this enhanced capacity by offering higher wages, which boost local spending and stimulate further investment. Yet, if the CPI reports a higher than actual inflation rate because it fails to incorporate substitution or new goods effects, policymakers might raise interest rates to combat a phantom inflationary trend. This could dampen the investment in hiring, fueling productivity gains, illustrating how intertwined economic indicators are with real-world behavior. This underscores the significance of factor market dynamics. Wages, determined by the marginal product of labor, serve as a barometer of economic health. As industries advance, the corresponding growth in productivity signals to workers and firms that investments in technology and human capital are yielding rewards. In this light, labor allocation becomes a competitive strategy for firms and a driver of aggregate demand. When workers experience wage growth due to increased productivity, they tend to spend more, fueling economic expansion. Simultaneously, refining inflation measurement is crucial for sustaining growth. Economists continue to dissect consumer behavior nuances, striving to adjust the CPI's constructs to mirror real-world shifts more accurately. This means integrating methods to account for substitution, accelerating new goods incorporation, and monitoring shifts in spending venues. With these refinements, policymakers receive a more accurate signal of the economy's pulse, allowing for interventions that better align with actual economic conditions. The interplay between labor market dynamics and refined inflation data provides a holistic understanding of how economies adjust to internal shocks and external developments. These factors reinforce the need for coordinated policy efforts. High productivity and rising wages in the private sector call for regulatory conditions that do not choke innovation with aggressive inflation controls. Conversely, underestimating inflation can lead to policies that fail to safeguard purchasing power, undermining consumer confidence. In an ideal scenario, the marginal product of labor reflects rising wages, and the CPI precisely tracks cost of living, enabling informed decisions, from labor contracts to central bank policies, with confidence. The broader picture is one where factor market dynamics and inflation measurement are deeply interwoven into economic stability. In bustling industries marked by rapid technological adoption, the marginal product of labor measures productivity, guiding employment decisions, and influencing wage trends. Meanwhile, the integrity of the CPI as an inflation gauge determines monetary policy and effectively translates wage increases into improved living standards. Both accurate wage determination and precise inflation measurement are crucial for broader economic activity. The labor market's response to innovations, reflected through the marginal product of labor, is a beacon for economic vitality. Maintaining robust methods for gauging inflation ensures economic policies are based on realities experienced by households and firms. This synergy is essential. Refined measures of inflation foster policies supporting real growth, and when growth is anchored in genuine productivity increases, the benefits ripple through the economy, from consumer spending to business investments. In essence, the confluence of factor market dynamics and rigorous inflation measurement is a cornerstone of modern macroeconomic theory. Through the lens of the marginal product of labor, we see how technological progress can drive wage growth and boost consumer demand. Meanwhile, the challenge of measuring inflation, despite inherent biases, shapes the policy landscapes that regulate economic momentum. The interplay between these forces is a reminder of how theory and empirical measurement direct economic activity. As we conclude this exploration, we understand the interplay between labor productivity and price measurement is both intricate and profound. It is where policy, innovation, and market behavior converge, where every incremental gain in productivity carries the promise of higher wages, and every measurement challenge reshapes economic outcomes. The journey toward economic stability necessitates balancing accurate data and fostering productivity. Insights from the marginal product of labor and the careful interpretation of CPI biases are instrumental in guiding decisions and policies in the ever-evolving economic landscape. Central banks occupy a unique position in the macroeconomic arena, standing at the crossroads of government policy and private market transactions. While fiscal authorities determine how taxes are collected and allocated, central banks shape a crucial dimension of aggregate demand, the money supply. Through a suite of instruments, from open market operations and discount window lending to setting interest on reserves and adjusting reserve requirements, these institutions actively sculpt economic outcomes by influencing the flow of credit and the cost of borrowing for businesses and households alike. One of the most direct levers is open market operations, which involve the buying and selling of government securities. When a central bank purchases these securities, it injects reserves into commercial banks, expanding their capacity to extend loans. This fresh liquidity tends to lower interest rates, encouraging firms to invest in new projects and households to undertake significant purchases such as homes or vehicles. In the language of the IS curve, such favorable borrowing conditions boost overall demand for goods and services and push equilibrium real output upward. Conversely, when a central bank sells government securities, it withdraws liquidity from the banking system, reducing banks' lending capacity and typically causing interest rates to rise. The resulting contraction in credit can dampen both investment and consumption, nudging the IS curve toward a more subdued position. These open market actions exemplify how central banks fine-tune the availability of credit to support growth that is balanced and sustainable. Another key tool is the discount window through which banks obtain short-term funds directly from the central bank. The discount rate, a benchmark signal for market borrowing costs, influences banks' willingness to seek reserves. Higher rates discourage borrowing, while lower rates spark it. In recent years, central banks have also employed adjustments to the interest they pay on reserves held by commercial banks. By raising this rate, they make it more attractive for banks to hold idle funds with the central bank rather than lend them out, tightening credit conditions. Conversely, lowering the interest on reserves rate encourages banks to seek better yields through lending, thereby helping to stimulate economic activity. Reserve requirements, though less frequently altered in modern practice, further illustrate the direct influence central banks have on credit creation. By modifying the fraction of customer deposits that banks must hold in reserve, regulators can quickly expand or contract the pool of funds available for lending. A reminder of the straightforward yet powerful tools at a central bank's disposal. Underlying every central bank decision is a delicate balancing act. Expanding the money supply too rapidly risks igniting inflation and fueling asset bubbles, while overly aggressive tightening can stifle business expansion, slow output, and harm employment. These actions interact with the IS curve by nudging real interest rates in ways that amplify shifts driven by consumer confidence and firm investment expectations. Even when borrowing costs fall, if households and firms remain cautious about future income or productivity, the stimulative effect may be muted. By layering central bank policy atop the existing macroeconomic framework, a more comprehensive landscape emerges. An increase in the money supply can lower real interest rates and encourage investment. Yet if market participants remain skeptical of future growth, that boost may not fully materialize. Likewise, overly expansive monetary policy can eventually trigger concerns about rising prices or asset bubbles, break time, eroding confidence and undermining the very dynamism it sought to foster. The interplay among central bank actions, fiscal policies, and market expectations underscores the evolving nature of macroeconomics. Decision, from managing bank reserves to setting key interest rates, contributes to a dynamic dialogue among households, firms, and policymakers. While mismatches can sometimes lead to uneven economic cycles, well-calibrated interventions offer the opportunity to align incentives, maintain transparency, and pave a credible path to sustainable growth. Looking ahead, central banks face an array of challenges, from geopolitical pressures and rapid technological changes to shifting global capital flows. By staying adaptable and embracing innovative policy tools, these institutions continue to play a pivotal role in guiding economies through uncertain times. May this perspective equip you to observe emerging economic stories with sharper insight, recognizing how monetary policy, credit conditions, and market expectations converge to shape the global landscape. Thank you for choosing A Story Publishing.